Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When governments enact new laws, beware the unintended consequences. When the state of Michigan legalized medical marijuana, it resulted in thousands of state residents breaking federal law. I'm not talking about the possession of marijuana, which is still a federal crime. Instead, did you know that Title 18 of the United States Code in Section 922 makes it illegal to own a firearm for anyone in subsection G3, quote, who is an unlawful user of any controlled substance as defined in Section 102 of the Controlled Substances Act, as listed in Title 21 of the United States Code, Section 802, unquote. Marijuana is listed in the Controlled Substances Act, which makes legal Michigan medical marijuana users unlawful users under federal law. What this clearly means is that if you're a legal medical marijuana user under Michigan law, you are prohibited under federal law from owning or possessing firearms. This has not yet been a priority enforcement issue for the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or by Michigan state and local law enforcement. However, 3 weeks ago, the Honolulu, Hawaii Police Department sent a letter to legal medical marijuana users in that city, giving them 30 days to voluntarily surrender their firearms and ammunition. This followed a court order last year from the Federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that medical marijuana patients forfeit their right to bear arms. A spokeswoman for the Honolulu Police Department wrote that medical marijuana users there have been denied gun permits for years, including 67 denials from the years 2013 through 16. Other would-be firearms purchasers in the states of California, Nevada, and Washington have been denied when gun dealers learned those people were users of medical marijuana. There are at least 1 million firearms owners in Michigan. How many do you think are legal medical marijuana users under Michigan law? Would the simplest solution to this legal quandary be to remove marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.